If tefillah is anything, it's an exercise in emunah. It's an opportunity for us to concretize that which we believe in, to be able to connect to the infinite source of all of existence. Often we go about our daily lives, and it's so easy to forget, it's so easy to lose focus. When we stand in front of Hashem, Shacharis, Mincha, Maariv, we're meant to have an intense experience that carries through till the next tefillah. We're meant to carry on at Mincha where we left off at Shacharis. Carrying at Maariv where we left off at Mincha. Carrying at Shacharis where we left off at Maariv. And so throughout our days, we are constantly connected. But there's something much more than that as well. It's about being real in the relationship. Understanding that any decent relationship lives or dies on healthy communication. And it's not just about our desire to communicate to Hashem. It's also realizing that the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamah Daf Samech Daled Amud Aleph, the Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, and this is so appropriate for these parashas HaShavua, why was it that the Avos and the Imahos, why were they barren? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitavel Tzfilos and Shel Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in circumstances that force us to pray. And it's not just that. Eretz Yisrael itself, the Torah tells us, Eretz Yisrael is like Eretz Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim, Egypt, the Nile bursts its banks, irrigates the fields. They have a ready source of water, year in, year out, no problem. Eretz Yisrael, no way. Mitala Shamayim Tishtamayim. Eretz Yisrael, totally dependent on rainwater. Till today. Why? Because it's a land that is perfectly suited to our ruchnias. It's a land that is perfectly suited to our spirituality. You don't pray, there's no rain. It's a land whose very circumstances force us into a position where we have to connect and communicate to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, that's a land that's perfect for us. Amad v'moided eretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up, says the Medrash, measures every single land. Can't think of anything more appropriate for Klal Yisrael than Eretz Yisrael. Or in other words, another Medrash, I'll take a land which is beloved to me, I'll take a people that are beloved to me, and I'll place the beloved people in a beloved land. Why? Because the circumstances of Eretz Yisrael demand that we connect in a very real way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the point. The Gemara in Chilin, Daf Samach Amud Beis, tells us. On the one hand, the Pasuk tells us in Bereishis that the earth brings forth plants. On the other hand, it says, Terem Yitzmach. Nothing has yet grown. So what happened? The Gemara tells us the plants sprouted, but they didn't emerge from the ground until Adam was created, and he davened for them. Rain then fell, and the plants grew. Same idea. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mitavel Tfilas and Shel Tzadikim. If Nachman Bar Papa had a garden, he plants seeds, but they don't grow. Eventually, he davens for mercy, it rains, and they grow. And he says, this is exactly what Rav Asi was teaching us in the Gemara. The purpose of tefillah, says the Mabit in Beis Elokim, is for us to realize and recognize there is nowhere else to turn. There's no other being that can fulfill our needs. The communication, expression in the relationship is crucial. Tefillah is the most incredible opportunity that we have to make our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu real. It's something we ought to grab with two hands and develop to the best of our abilities. Because when we get there, there's nothing like it.